Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting second. The catcher, Floyd Rayford. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting sixth. The DH, Benny Ayala. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Young. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Rayford and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher bunts towards third. Cruz can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fletcher moves to third. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby strikes out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill strikes out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski strikes out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law is hit by the pitch. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Law moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball 4. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-1 in the game. Shelby takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-1 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Walker reaches second base with a double. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston bunts towards third. Cruz can't make a play. That's a base hit. Walker moves to third. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Walker scores. Hairston moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 1 in the game. Roenick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 0 for 1 in the game. Ayala strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sakata hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hill moves to second. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shelby is called out on strikes. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 2 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Law strikes out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-2 in the game. Roenick hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 0-for-2 in the game. Ayala hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Stegman now playing left field. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Young strikes out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sakata strikes out. Two outs. Ken Singleton pinch hits for Todd Cruz. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Floyd Rayford now playing third base. Rick Dempsey now catching. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hill hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hill. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Law takes first base on ball 4. Greg Lozinski pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Scott Fletcher now playing shortstop. Julio Cruz now playing second base. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shelby hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-3 in the game. Rayford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 4, Orioles, 4. Ron Reed now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Gary Roenick. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing left field. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into left field. Lowenstein picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lowenstein. Fletcher moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-4 in the game. Baines is walked intentionally. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle pinch hits for Dave Stegman. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbry pinch hits for Benny Ayala. Ron Kittle now playing left field. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Len Sakata. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Dower now playing second base. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Law takes first base on ball 4. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Law moves to third. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for Rudy Law. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. There goes Law. He's safe. There goes Cruz. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Fletcher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross pinch hits for Rick Dempsey. Carlton Fisk now catching. Harold Baines now playing center field. Mike Squires now playing right field. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Shelby bunts towards the mound. Reed juggles the ball. That's an error on Reed. Gross moves to second. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rayford bunts in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Gross moves to third. Shelby moves to second. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.